the front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
We are joined by the one, the only, George Norrie, who is nipping at Rush Limbaugh's heels. Not that we're against Rush Limbaugh overall. It's just that it's interesting that he's been the reigning king of talk radio here in the U.S. and worldwide for more than 20 years. And now here comes George Norrie overnights with Coast to Coast AM, which is a time where you've got generally about 10% of the regular audience. But he's almost got as many listeners as Rush Limbaugh now. Is fighting an uphill battle at night when there's about 10% of the listeners. He is still absolutely kicking butt because, well, he's got the courage to bring crazy people, some would say, like me on 9 years ago. Hard to believe it's now been 9 years since George Norrie first brought Alex Jones on the show. And, you know, of all the people that have helped Infowars.com, which was already reaching millions of people with the films and my little syndicated radio show, probably on 30-something stations when George first had me on, or a little more than that, to where we are today, if people ask who really gave you a break, it's George Norrie. It is George Norrie. Now, in the last 5 years or so, Matt Drudge, the number one, you know, sensation when it comes to internet news worldwide, he has really helped get us out as well. But George Norrie and Matt Drudge, and of course, right in between that, overall, you, the listener, spreading the word. You're the reason we're able to do this and have now 10 reporters and 50-plus crew members and reaching 15 million people a week on the internet and talk radio and through films. George reaches 16 to 20 million a week just on terrestrial radio and tens of millions overall every month on the internet. And it is just such an honor that he would spend an hour and a half or so with us tonight. And he said, hey, I want to take calls, Alex. So come out in about 30, 40 minutes. We'll give the number out and take your calls on any subject. I said, what do you want to cover? And he said, hey, everything. He goes, I'm concerned about this prepper confirmed to be banned to fly because he criticized the NDAA. This is the new, that's how they did that with Jews in Germany. They said, well, you criticize the government, you can't have a business or travel. And we're going to get into Iran situation, the election, so much more with George Norrie of CoastToCoastAM.com, where I'll be on with him in the first hour tonight, midnight to 1 a.m. Central, I guess 10 to 11 p.m. Pacific tonight at CoastToCoastAM.com. Or just turn your AM or FM radio on and dial through. You can't miss it on close to 600 radio stations. George Norrie, it is still, I pinch myself to have you here with us tonight. It's so amazing. Thank you for coming on.
Oh, my pleasure, Alex. I wanted to tell you a real funny Matt Drudge story. Matt and I are very close. And some time ago, he contacted me, sent me a little email and said, George, I got to get a hold of Alex. Can you get me his number? And I said, yeah, sure. So I went to Tommy, my producer, and I said, look, I need you to get Alex's number over to Matt Drudge. I don't know what he wants, but he wants to talk to him. So I have noticed that a lot of your stories appear on the Drudge Report, and he's interested. You know, what's kind of funny, Alex, is what was conspiratorial years ago with things that you did and things that I did, they're beginning to become mainstream now. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, thanks to you. I mean, I'm not groveling. I only give credit where it's due. We were already growing, would have broken out, had some success, but I'm telling you, you were the nitrous oxide. You know, in the Road Warrior where they got the cars going 200, but then Humongous turns it on nitrous oxide and goes, boom! It's like George Norrie was boom! And then Matt Drudge, boom! Just like really sending us into the stratosphere. So thank you, my friend, because most people in media are egomaniacs. They're not like you and Drudge who really care about the information.
No, not at all. You're absolutely right about that. And I'm also in jubilation tonight because my Detroit Tigers, that's where I was born, they're going to the World Series. They beat the Yankees 4-0. And, of course, as you know, Alex, I spend a lot of time between St. Louis and L.A., my other place. And St. Louis is almost World Series bound. You know, so I may have a chance to see both teams in the World Series.
Talk about a dream come true, rooting for teams for your whole life, and now both of them could be up against each other.
Yep, absolutely. Now, who would I pick? Well, you got to pick Detroit because it's a boy thing. My son was born in St. Louis. He's going to pick the Cardinals, so we'll see what happens.
Very, very exciting. George, where should we start tonight with the hundreds of incredible topics out there?
Why don't we talk a little bit about the Iranian situation?
Yeah, that's getting wild.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
You know, I've had Jerry Corsi on the show for at least a year and a half, where we have talked about the Iranian situation, and both of us felt that there'd be some kind of military conflict against Iran about a year and a half ago. It hasn't happened yet. I think it's getting close. My prediction is something's going to happen after the election. I do not believe that the powers that be want anything to get involved with the election one way or another. I think they're a little confused over what candidate would benefit from some kind of military intervention in Iran. But I think something's going to happen. We have seen Iranian hackers attacking the bank system successfully, shutting down websites and things like that. And that's just what we know. We don't know what we don't know. But I just have this gut feeling, Alex, that something is going to happen. It's going to be very, very soon, and all hell could break loose. Let's hope to God it's not as bad as I think it could be. But I think something's going to happen, you know, and it's the double-edged sword. There's a problem here. There's no question that Iran is working on nuclear weaponry along with their nuclear program. I mean, they're doing that. So you have to be concerned over a nation like that that spouts the kind of rhetoric and hatred that they have toward Americans.
Well, just to interrupt, which you know I'm the king of, that's it. You know I'm anti-war.
Yeah,
and I don't try to take sides in all this, but I mean the Iranian president every week says, and I went and looked at the translation, he's saying, we're going to blow Israel off the map. You got a country like Israel with all these nukes, Iran's getting nukes, they wanted to be able to deploy them, and then they're saying, I'm going to nuke you. It's like some guy that weighs, you know, 50 pounds threatening the UFC champion. Why is Iran asking for it? Because I don't want this war. I don't want $10 a gallon gas. But why is Iran just asking for it?
These people are insane. I've got a lot of friends who were Iranians who came here after the Shah of Iran situation, who, by the way, was no Boy Scout. And we can talk about that a little bit later on. But I've got one source who has told me weeks before anything happens in Iran, and I've had it on coast to coast, he'll say, look, people are upset, the valuation of our rial is going to go down, that's their currency, and sure enough, a week or two later, it goes down. He's been spot on. He said the people in Iran love the United States overall. He said, we want that kind of government. We want to live that way. We buy blue jeans. We buy cell phones. We like that style. It's the mullahs, these insane people who are out there spouting this hatred, spouting this rhetoric. I mean, you know, we've got nukes, and yes, we used them during World War II, and we stopped the war. We can argue whether it was right or wrong to use it. But I haven't heard the United States threaten to use nukes against any other country ever since, even in the Cold War during the Soviet Union back in the 60s. I mean, we didn't say, yeah, we're going to launch against you. I mean, the Iranians, the government, talks in terms of using this stuff. Well, you know, when you have a neighbor that says, we're going to blow you off the map, we want a regime change. We want you gone.
Oh, listen, if I had a neighbor that got in my face and said, I'm going to kick your butt, and then he was menacing me with an axe, I'd kick his ass.
You'd have to do something. You could be living right next to him. You know, he could peer over his fence all the time, like tool time. You just can't let that happen. When you weigh all that, I have got to assume that there's going to be some kind of conflict to take out.
But Iran, like I said, I mean, Israel is an absolutely armed camp. It's got the United States backing it up. Why is Iran playing into that? I don't want this war. I'm not against Iran. Like you said, polls show 70%+ of Iranians love America and hate the mullahs. So, you know, a lot of people in our government don't want to attack Iran either. They think it could. I mean, it's just horrible that this could happen.
I think what they've been hoping is an Arab Spring by bringing the Iranian economy down so far that the people would just go ballistic and would do what they have to do. But they can't do that. The mullahs are too strong. They're too entrenched with their Revolutionary Guard. Those people are not going to give up oil, money, power that easily. And they're going to hang in there for as long as they can. I mean, look at Assad in Syria, holding on as long as he can, butchering his own people. And they don't have those kind of resources. Syria's not an oil-rich nation. The Iranians are rich, they're powerful, and the 70-some people who are controlling the destiny of that country don't want to give it up.
And on the other side, George, we've got the West sending in a bunch of Saudi Arabian jihadis against Syria. It runs from bad to worse, and it's all coming to a head. What do you make of Joseph Stiglitz in the Washington Post today, former head of the World Bank as the economist there, head World Bank economist, Nobel Prize winner, saying Europe's in a depression, it's spreading worldwide. Where do you see that going? Because here you are 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago talking about it, being criticized, I'm being criticized, Gerald Celente, so many others, and now everything on the news sounds like something we would have been covering, but I'm not waiting for some award or a pat on the back for being right. Instead, we still get criticized, but it's all coming true.
It's all coming true. I mean, if you and I had a crystal ball years ago and we were able to look into the future, Alex, we are looking exactly at what we had seen. We knew this. We predicted this. We talked about it. We both had specialized guests on the air talking about the things that would happen. And it's all coming true. I mean, I don't like the fact that it's happening, but it's happening. And the name of the game is control. You know, when Zygmunt Brzezinski said about a year and a half ago that they, being us, are becoming more aware of what the plan is, we have to act and act fast. We have to do this quickly. And that's what they're doing. They are operating and working as if they are running out of time. And you know what? I think they are. And so that's why they're pushing all these agendas so fast. The one thing they never anticipated, they didn't expect the people to push back. And that's what's beginning to happen. And it's happening in all walks of life. And people are fed up. You can feel it. You can talk to your friends, your neighbors. They just don't feel comfortable anymore. And they're pushing back. And I think that pushback is healthy because that is what's going to keep people in line eventually. It's what's going to keep these world government leaders to realize that they just can't do that to people.
George, what type of pushback should the people be engaged in?
Well, you know, I was in the Navy 9 years, Alex, and I'm not an advocate of any kind of conflict, but you've got to protest. You've got to do what you can do in the voting booth, even though, you know, the old adage is, you know, it doesn't matter, every candidate's the same, or they'll change eventually. Violence is not a way to get it done. You have to protect yourself. I'm a guns rights activist. I'm a concealed weapons permit holder. You do that for safety purposes. You don't do that for aggressive purposes. But you've just got to continue to tell your friends, tell your family members what is going on, and hopefully that this mission that we've all been on for these years will continue to grow. I mean, years ago, people didn't believe us when we talked about things like that. They thought we were nuts. They don't think that anymore. I mean, now the camp that we're in is getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
But with great power comes great responsibility, and that's what's so frustrating, is trying to figure out all the angles when even the power structure isn't in control. It's an amazing thing to see, but I've studied, as you have, other countries, and whether it was the Nazis or the Communist Chinese or the Russians or Pol Pot or any of them, fascist, communist, authoritarian, doesn't matter, all basically the same thing, different flavors of the same thing, the same end result, total tyranny, a bunch of crooks taking control. The fact that our founders did put that Second Amendment in there, it slows down the riots, it slows down the corruption, it's a checkmate against tyranny. That is such a bulwark, even in a collapse, basically like bulkhead doors or floodgates. The term, I guess, would be, what do you call it, firewalls. That Second Amendment is just so important and is such a wild card. Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com, sign up as a distributor, and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Good day, Peter Kranznabel from Midas Resources. Today is October 19th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,735.30. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,778.17, $889.08 for a half ounce, and $444.54 for a quarter ounce. $1,735.30, $889.08, and $444.54.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're going into a controlled depression. What do you expect to happen, George, from all the different guests and experts you talk to in the next 6 months to a year?
Well, if you listen to people like Gerald Celente, and he's been on your program as well as mine, you know, we're at the cusp of collapse. I'm not sure it's that bad. I still think that these fiat money people are going to prop up this economy for several years. We're going to get hit with some downturns, but they're going to keep printing money. The problem, Alex, is eventually your kids and my kids or my grandchildren, they're going to pay the piper. That's where it's going to be bad. It's going to be bad 5, 10, 15 years out from now. We may get by over the next couple of years with these ups and these downs. I mean, if gasoline prices ever get back to anything that was respectable, you know, auto sales will pick up even higher than they've been going lately. But I'm more concerned about the future of your kids, the future of mine, and what's going to happen to them. You know, it's like a race. You know, when you're in a four-person race and you're in a team and you hand the baton off to the guy when you come around the circle and he runs, you want to give him a pretty darn good head start because that'll help ensure some victory. Well, we're not passing the baton off to our people, to our young people. We're not giving them that head start anymore, Alex. If anything, we're giving them laps and laps behind the leaders. And they're not going to have that opportunity that you and I have had over these years. You know, my son got a degree in criminal justice. He was not able to use it in that chosen field. He ended up working as a casino host in St. Louis. He got transferred to Vegas. He didn't like it. He felt that they bait and switched him. He moved back to St. Louis. I'm helping him out there. You know, people are looking for work. I get emails every day from listeners. Every day. Can you help me with this? Can you help me with that? Can you do this for you know, can you find me a job? I mean, it's amazing what's going on in society. One of the things I'm going to do, because I think it's gotten so bad out there, is I'm working on a project, which I cannot announce yet, but I will with you when the time comes. And I'm going to set up a foundation and help our coast-to-coast listeners who are financially stressed. The show has been very good to me, and I'm going to set this up at the time that we start rolling along with this project that I'll announce hopefully within 30 days. And if any coast-to-coast listeners or even InfoWar listeners are in serious trouble and they need some money for utilities and things like that, we're going to help them out. I did that with our book sales, and, you know, we didn't give out a lot of money because we didn't get a lot of requests. But I think we're at a point now where people need help, and we're going to do it. It's the honor system. I'm going to have my producer, Tom, handle it for me. And you know what? We could get burned once in a while with someone who just wants to put a few hundred bucks in their pocket, but so be it. It's well worth the chance.
Well, that's what it's all about. We've got to be all in. And George, you told me about some of your plans. They're just simply amazing. But this is a planned implosion. And if we don't try to take care of each other, if we don't promote people that promote liberty, if we don't stand up for what we believe in, we're going to lose it all. Because the ruling class is so disconnected from reality. These globalists brag. They're about monopolies that government can give them. They're monopoly capitalists. They're monopoly men. They're mafia, basically. And they're public about it. They think they're going to organize and control and ride this tiger of economic collapse. But historically, every elite thinks that because they're living in these armored redoubts and feel insulated. I mean, this is not the way America was supposed to be.
Greed got us there, Alex, when it was cheaper to send your products out to to get made to China or Mexico or Indonesia. Cheaper to make it out there, cheaper to ship it all back into the country and not use U.S. labor to use that, to do that. That's when it started to happen. And it was a systematic plan to increase shareholder value for most of these companies. Hey, you know what? I'm all for profit. I'm all for profit. I think if you're running a business, you need to make a profit. But at what point do you say, this is not right? So I'm going to lower my profit, but I'm going to employ more Americans. I'm going to keep people working. I'm going to do the old Henry Ford routine. And that simply was, you know what? You're working for me, support us, buy our goods, and let's push this product, let's push this company, and let's get going. Well, they didn't do that. Instead, they all decided to go to China, and that's what has hurt us. And until we get to a point where we can be competitive again, truly competitive in the marketplace, it's not going to come back. My daughter, who you've been so kind to put up on your website, has this little jewelry company. And she's got two little girls. And these little girls said, Mommy, Mommy, we want to make this jewelry. We want to do one of these. So as a mother, she said, have some fun. Make this little necklace and do it. But it was hilarious because the way it looked, I said to her, you are using little children to make these products. And, you know, and she started laughing. But that's what they do in all these other countries. You know, they're using that kind of labor, that minimal cost labor, to generate products and things like that. And it's just, it's abominable. I mean, I wish I had the answer. I wish I had, you know, that special answer to get this thing solved and done. Both presidential main candidates, you know what, they all try. You know, Alex, you know where I come from. I think most of these people are nice people, well-intentioned, and want to do the best job they think they can. But, of course, for their own special interest groups, they get in the way, and everything goes, you know, to H in a basket. But I don't think they have the answers for this. I mean, I think this is one of the most difficult things in the world to solve. And, you know, just coming in for 4 years or 8 years is not going to solve a problem that has been going on for a long, long time. All they want to do is minimize it, make it look good until they get in and out of office and they're out of there. And, you know, hand the baton off to the next guy or woman and let them worry about it.
Hey, by the way, George, I got to stop you right now. Your daughter is a sponsor of InfoWars.com. And if you go to InfoWars.com, about a third of the way down or halfway down, there's a jewelry ad. And I didn't tell anybody at the office because, you know, the guys running the show, they don't know what's going on in sales that your daughter was a sponsor, a small sponsor, but she's been a good sponsor for about 2 years or so. And I clicked on it, and Chris, who's in there running the board and the cameras because we're also streaming video, said, hey, I love that site. I bought jewelry for my wife, and now she just absolutely loves it. He was just saying this in my ear while you were talking. So, no, he didn't even know it was your daughter. It's just funny to funny that he bought some. It's tuliptopia-jewelry.com.
She's one of a kind, a little entrepreneur that she is.
Hey, that's what it's all about. And then it creates this incredible industry in the country instead of globalism. Look, it's not bad to go in a box store and buy something, if you buy something that's also original. But it's when everything is a box store and everything's from China. Hey, folks, you know, it's not a good deal.
Money. Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable Wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, gentlemen, we have the one, the only David Icke joining us here in just a moment. And David didn't request this, but I just want to do something different. I'm going to talk to him just 4 or 5 minutes, bring up a few topics, and then I'm going to step back, and then we're going to have David Icke just absolutely wide open. I had a good idea what David would want to get into first, and I was talking to him this morning, and I said, what do you want to get into? And he said, the Jimmy Savile sex abuse scandal, and because David has researched and exposed, it's undoubtedly that it's a pedophile network at the top worldwide. I mean, you saw that with Jerry Sandusky, and of course it went higher up, and we told you that a long time ago. Now that's come out. I remember John DeCamp on the show more than a decade ago saying that there was sex abuse at Penn State in the football program, and I remember shutting him down because I've never been in the news, and I don't want to get sued. And you've had all the cases in Europe where they find little kids dead in dungeons, and it turns out judges and people are running it. We have the Texas Youth Commission here in Texas where they would have the judges and police go in and have sex with the little kids in the CPS and also in the juvenile halls, and that got all swept under the rug. I mean, these are really creepy people. I mean, beyond creepy, and this is their world. They admit the CPS are in this country 7 times more likely to sexually abuse children than any other group, 5 times more likely to physically abuse them. You can look those numbers up. They put 2/3 of the kids plus on psychotropic drugs, 7 on average. So it's all about hurting the children. And they can't get away with chopping their hearts out like every other culture did. Well, they do the other thing. So we're going to tie that into former IMF head, lived the life of eyes wide shut. That's what the New York Times said. down in underground, grottos in mass sex orgies. That's just the gateway to all this. I've talked to high-level Hollywood people who have been in underground caves in England in satanic orgies. And then, of course, it's off record. I'm not allowed to say who, but that's as a journalist. None of it was illegal, I was told about. It was adults. But that's just the gateway into all of this. We're going to be going over all of that. And I said I'd cover this Wednesday and then Thursday, never did. Meet Mansa Musa, the richest human being in all history, but number two are the Rothschilds. That was London Independent, and it's a big list, the 26 richest people in history. And actually a pretty accurate list from my research, so we're going to be going over that and talking about Iran. Joseph Stiglitz saying Europe's in a depression. No kidding. We're being proven right there. The stupid presidential reality show, all of it, with the one and only David Icke. Now, before we go to David, he's got his big event coming up there at one of the most famous stadiums in the world, not just in Britannia or Albion, they're over in the UK. And it is so important that everyone who lives in Europe or England, or great time of year to travel to England if you're planning to go on a vacation or visit family or whatever, get to his historic event, because it's already getting a lot of media attention, and it's important that it be big, and it's important to call the media and tell them to give it attention, because in 12 hours, it's going to be historic. But never fear, David is going to provide. I don't know how he's going to do this, because it's killing us to give out free video streams we've got right now. It's kind of like the snake eating itself. We're bringing in money, but then putting out the free video streams to hundreds and hundreds of thousands that have tuned into those is quite expensive. But he's going to offer, I think it's free to everybody, a video feed. Except for several months, it'll then be free. So it sounds like David is all in. And that's what we're doing. We are all in. But go to davidicke.com, get your tickets, sign up. But call the media, spread the words, your Facebook, your Twitter. Tell people about the Wembley Arena, October 27th. Notice he's doing it right before Samhain or Halloween, the big globalist occult day, to really kind of counter their darkness. davidicke.com. David Icke. David, DAVIDICKE.com. All right. Without further ado, again, I want to thank everybody. I want to thank all the guests. I want to thank David Icke. I want to tell you, go to davidicke.com and get behind what he's doing. And, David, before we get into the big pedophile scandals, the war, the economy, all of that, and I'm just going to step back, but up front, spend a few minutes telling us about the Wembley event and why it's so important. I mean, I know why it's so important, but in your own words, why is it so important?
Well, Alex, in many ways, it's where my life's been going since I started on this road. I didn't realize it was until the last year or so, but it's the culmination of the work that I've done and the research that I've done up to this point. It's not the end of it. It's the start of a new era, but it's the culmination of nearly 25 years of research in 50-odd countries. And I wanted to get a large number of people together to make a statement to not just the mainstream media, but mainstream society, that something's changing. You know, I can remember not that long ago when the number of people that were coming to my events was in hundreds. And not long before that, it was you could be counting them on two hands. You know, I've talked in Chicago to eight people, and in those lonely years of the 1990s, when no one really wanted to know about this in any kind of numbers, and now, you know, thousands of people are coming to the Wembley Arena next Saturday, and there'll be thousands of more watching around the world. And what I'm going to do is connect an absolute massive number of dots, because I guess, you know, what my contribution to all this over the years has been to take apparently unconnected people, historical events, modern events, everything from food additives to Fukushima, to some far out stuff from mainstream society's point of view, and fit the dots together, because you can only see the picture as you can only see a jigsaw puzzle picture when the pieces are in place. You can see a jigsaw puzzle all over the table or over the floor, and you can pick up an individual piece, and it, you know, well, this is interesting. It's a nice shape. There's some nice colors. That's interesting in and of itself. But you put it together with the other pieces, and the true relevance of that one piece when connected to all the others, is seen with crystal clarity. And that's what I'm going to do over an event. The event's going to last 12 hours. I'm going to be talking for about 9.5 with about 1,500 images and videos, and there'll be music and everything. But it's the dot connecting that's vital. The first 2.5 hours, where I'm talking about the nature of reality, the reality that we're experiencing, is absolutely vital. Because I would suggest I could, talk a bit about that in this hour you've given me. But it's absolutely vital to understand the nature of the reality that we're experiencing, because without that, we cannot even begin to understand the true nature and depth of the conspiracy and the manipulation that we are being subjected to hour by hour. Because at the core of the core of the core of those who are at the center of these networks that are behind that, they understand what the nature of reality is. They understand how we interact with it. They understand how we manifest our sense of perception and our sense of daily reality. And if they have that knowledge and we don't, en masse, the human population, then, you know, we are a piece of cake to manipulate. And so all these different areas that appear completely unconnected must be connected for the picture to be seen. This is why science is a waste of space, mainstream science, because it's a series of disciplines where each discipline is focused on its own discipline, often competing with other disciplines for funding and prestige and all the rest of it, and they're not connecting the dots even of what they know. And when you do, you see a very, very different world. This is why, and a very different explanation of the world to mainstream science. This is why some, even mainstream scientists with a bit more of an open mind, are starting to look at some of the things I've been talking about all these years and realize that they do provide answers to apparently unanswerable great questions and great mysteries. They're not mysteries. They're mysteries only because the dots are not connected. It's so simple. And so over this 9.5 hours that I'll be speaking, I'll be strand by strand by strand putting the tapestry together. And whoa, will it make the world look different? But also, and this is my, I can say this with confidence because I've seen it happen to so many people all around the world when they've heard this information put together, they will see the world with a clarity that they couldn't see before. Because the idea of the conspiracy is to keep the dots apart. Keep the dots apart and then they won't see the picture. Keep the pieces of the jigsaw puzzle unconnected and they won't see the picture. And they are banking on the fact that we will never see the picture. Well, we have. It's there to be seen. And when it is, whoa, the world looks a very different place.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. We've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The KTOR hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. Therosafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
I don't mean to be nosy, but do you have the 37 food items you can't get in the coming disaster and may not survive without? As you already know, something big is about to hit the U.S., and you have got to be prepared. Did you know that your local grocery store only keeps a 3-day supply of food on hand? So if there's any interruption in our fragile food supply chain or even a hint of a crisis, then the 3-day supply at your local grocery store will be gobbled up by the mob in minutes, and you and your family could be in serious trouble. That's why my friend just created a free video at 37items.com that reveals the 37 critical items you should hoard now before it's too late. Go watch the important video at 37items.com to discover the 37 things you can't buy after a disaster and may not survive without. I'm not sure how long the video will be online, so go to 37items.com before it's gone forever. Again, that's 37items.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Okay. I've been on this road for nearly 25 years, and I've walked the path with an open mind, not a naive mind, an open mind, a mind that says, I'm not going to reject something just because it sounds far out. I'm not going to reject something because it is at odds with my belief system. I am going to let the information that I come across be my guide on what I accept to be true and what I do not. And it's a blank sheet of paper. What goes on there justifies its place, but I'm not going to deny anything a place on that piece of paper just because it's different to the norms that humanity has been programmed to believe is real. And so I'll just put this story together in simplest way I can in the time we have. And at the Wembley Arena, I'm going to be going into this and so much more in great detail. Okay, the first thing that I think we need to understand the world is, what is the world? You know, we're born into the world, and we tend to accept the world as it is when we're born into it. So, yeah, well, everyone knows that, mate. It's always been like that. Well, maybe it hasn't. And maybe you've always thought it's like that because that's the only information you've ever been given. Let's look at it. Where'd you get your information from, okay? You're born, yeah? You come out of the womb, and you come into a family. Now, the family, your parents, have been through the same system that you're about to go through, and overwhelmingly, there are, hallelujah, exceptions, but overwhelmingly they will have accepted what the system told them was real about history, about life, about reality, about all of it. Now, they're not being nasty people to you and telling you something they believe not to be true just because they don't like you. They're going to tell you in your formative years what they have been, I would say, programmed to believe is real. So they're doing it because they think what they're saying is right because the system's told them it's right. You then go into school. And you go through the smaller schools and the bigger schools and then into college and university. And through all that time, at different levels are academics, professors and teachers who've been through the same system and then some to get to that level in academia, and therefore they have taken on the same belief systems that the system has told them is real, be it science, be it academia, be it medicine, whatever. And now through your life, your young life, they, all those people, system software, are going to then tell you what is right based on what they believe is right and what the curriculum has told them is right, and they have to follow the curriculum. If you accept that version of reality and you've got a good memory, you can be very good at passing exams, and the system will reward you then. It will say, oh yes, here's a degree, and oh, Johnny's done ever so good at school. How has he done well at school? Well, he's told the system what it told him to believe, and he repeated it, and the system loves that. Yeah. What happens if you challenge the system? Well, the authority figure, the teacher, all the rest of it is jumping in straight away. You know, you conform in the education system because it's programming you and preparing you to conform for the rest of your adult life. So where I'm going with this initially is, where do we get these belief systems from that we then take on for the rest of our lives is real? And then anyone like me who challenges that, sometimes majorly challenges it, he's got to be mad or crazy or something. No, I've just not accepted the system's version of events. And by system, I mean religious version of events, I mean science version of events, all of it. I've let the blank sheet of paper be my guide on what I believe based on the information justifying itself there. And when you do that and you erase what the system's told you, and you don't let the system's version of events be a constant 24/7 sensor for anything outside of it, then the world looks a very different place and your mind can now move. It's no longer in the prison cell of conformity. It's moving. It's expanding. It's getting insights. It's seeing things it didn't see before. And I found it very interesting that in 1984, in George Orwell's book, he made the point about history. And to summarize, he was basically saying, if you control history, you control the present. Because if you can manipulate and distort and outright lie about where we've come from, what we call history, then you are going to give people a totally distorted view of where they are. Because they're going to see where they are as the culmination of where we've come from. So hijacking history has been fundamentally important. You look at the detailed evidence of the background, the Rockefellers and all these people hijacked the writing of history. So that blank sheet of paper I'm talking about also has history erased from it on the basis of what the system's version of history is. And history has to earn its place on the paper by evidence, by credible evidence, not by the system's version of events that we have to follow. And understanding history is fundamental to understanding where we are and what's going on and what's really behind this global conspiracy. So let me go through a story which I will back up with evidence at Wembley and in massive, massive evidence in my books. First of all, we need to, like I say, understand or appreciate the basics of the reality we're experiencing, even before we can understand the historical part of it. We look in the mirror and we think that we're looking at a body and the body is us. We look around the world and we think it's all very solid and all the rest of it. It's not solid. The world's not solid. You look at quantum physics and it will show you the world's not solid. It's supposed to be made up of atoms. This is what this solid desk is supposed to be, made up of atoms. Anyone seen it inside of an atom? It has no solidity whatsoever. You know, someone rightly said that if you take an atom to be the size of a cathedral, then the nucleus of the atom will be about the size of a 10-cent piece. And then you've got the electrons flying around the nucleus, and there is no solidity. It's just a pocket of energy, if you like. So how can the world be solid when it's made, we're told, of atoms that have no solidity? That's crazy. This is why what's happened with quantum physics, where they've shown this to be the case, that basically, if you look at it, the rest of mainstream science just goes on in its disciplines as if quantum physics doesn't exist. Well, I know the world's not solid, but it's going to be a lot of problem for all our belief system in science if we accept that it's not solid. So we'll carry on as if it is. You know, that's exactly what's happened. It's crazy. And thus, when you look deeper at it, the world is not solid. It is like I call it the cosmic internet. If you look at a room, you're sitting in a room and they've got the wireless internet. Okay. Where is it? You can't see it. I tell you this, if you didn't have a computer to tune into that wireless internet and pull that information onto the screen as a reality, then people would ridicule anyone to say, in this room, there's a wireless internet. It's a whole information field that can be accessed anywhere on the planet. You're mad. I can't see it. Well, there is a cosmic internet, which is based on the same basic principles, and it's an energetic field and fields of information. And we, through the human form, which is a biological computer, are picking up and tuning in to that information field, and we're bringing it in to what we call the world, the solid world. You can look at the internet on a computer screen, going from website to website and website, and things can look very, very solid. But what you're looking at is simply decoded information, nothing else. People say, tell me about the internet. Well, it's graphics and pictures and texts on a screen. Well, yes, it is, but only on the screen. Everywhere else, the internet is electronic information and circuits. Only on the screen does it look like we think of the internet. Okay, tell me about television. Well, it's moving pictures on a screen. Well, yes, it is, but only on the screen. Everywhere else, it's information fields, be digital or frequency fields, whatever version it is. And the only place that this world that we think is outside of us and we think is so solid, the only place it exists is on our screen.
David Icke, look forward to watching your event and then having you on in the aftermath. After it, I'd like to talk to you. But thank you so much for your courage, David. And the world is a much better place because you're in it.
Well, that's very kind of you, mate. You just do your best, and tomorrow you do your best even more. That's all you can do. And then what happens, happens. But come on, we can do this.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.